It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The elites of the Chinese Communist Party are meeting this week, as they do every 5 years in Beijing, to project stability and set a course for the country. President Xi Jinping laid out the direction for the party and for the country yesterday, and he did it in a speech clocking in at just under 3.5 hours. David Lampton is professor and director of China Studies at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, and he calls the meeting and the marathon speech a coronation.
Xi Jinping, the current supreme leader of China, has been in place 5 years, consolidating his power. And now what we're witnessing is sort of the public unveiling of all the dimensions by which his power is increasing, and seeing the outlines of a plan that will be filled in a later meeting for the next 5 years. If it goes in the next few days as we anticipate, he will have been anointed in the pantheon of ideology in China, something approaching Deng Xiaoping, maybe even Mao Zedong.
I mean, it's a gigantic legacy that you're describing, but if we go outside of the Party Congress, Professor, what about the Chinese economy? We see so many images, reports now, of increasing wealth. Of course, this is just a small sector of the population. Are there pressures on President Xi to equalize income?
Yes, there are many dimensions to this economic story. I would say, first of all, one of the huge problems is inequality, as your question suggested. But the big story in China is probably 500, 600 million people lifted out of poverty in the last 5 years, probably another 60 million. I think one of the core aspects of his 3.5 hour speech yesterday was that what he would call the task for the next 5 years, in fact, beyond 5 years, is to, while we keep economic growth going, also deal with a lot of the downsides of economic growth, environment being among them. The emphasis now is keeping growth going, but improving the quality of life. But generally, he tried to do two contradictory things. He tried to, I would say, rev up the people on the restoration of China's historic greatness, talk a lot about not giving an inch on sovereignty, and China has a lot of disputes with its neighbors on territory, both maritime and land. And then, on the other hand, he tried to reassure all his neighbors as China built its military and so forth, that it represented no threat and that China was going to have a reassuring foreign policy. I think given the history that China and its neighbors have, and it's not all China's fault by any means, but nonetheless, the level of distrust is high around China's periphery. And I think on balance, China's neighbors will probably have heard his clarion call to national greatness with a little more anxiety than China would like.
And one thing that we can all trust in, David Lampton, it seems, given the fact that you've called this a coronation, we definitely have another 5 years of leadership from Xi Jinping in China.
Right. And I think in the next few days, we'll be looking to see if he puts a likely successor on the Politburo, the Standing Committee, or whether he keeps his options open to remain in power beyond a second term. And there had been an evolving norm for a kind of 10 years as supreme leader, and then you rotate out and somebody else comes. So people would be paying great attention to how much he keeps his options open beyond the next 5 years.
David Lampton, Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, thanks for being here.
Most welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.